Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you lead us to come closer to you. We ask for that transformation that leads us to understand you on the most profound levels of our being, that we may be transformed, that we may glorify your name in all we do, that we may serve you and love you and honor you and obey you, that others may come to ask us what is the hope and what is the reason for our hope. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, here we are on Thursday. You know, it's the 14th of October already. We're already halfway through the month of October, almost. Wow, that is just fascinating how quickly we are moving through as we head on now into this rather unique period as we start with November and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it really goes through, and then winter and all that. So really fascinating time. So anyway, we are looking at the readings from Romans during this week, and we're in the third chapter of Romans. Now, you do understand that we have the daily readings. They're not the full chapter. They're bits of every chapter. So we understand that. So if we were going actually entire chapters, we would probably still be at least in chapter 2, if not still in chapter 1. So why don't we look at what's being said here in a powerful way, because this is one of the central teachings of Christianity. It also is the one that divides many Christian, denominations, I guess is a good word. Now, we have to understand this because there's something important to understand. The words are St. Paul's, and people interpret them a different way, and we need to understand what those interpretations are in light of St. Paul. We also have to understand that he talks about something that is an issue today. And I could sit with my evangelical friends, and we may not believe exactly the same thing, but I bet you we'd agree on a point here. And let me show you what this means. St. Paul is explaining to Romans. Now, some of them were Gentiles, and some of them were Jewish, who were what would we call today Messianic Jews. They'd be converted from Judaism into this element of Christianity, which we know is an outgrowth of Judaism. So it's really not that they're being converted into a whole different religion, like suddenly they were joining that parody of religion worshiping the flying spaghetti monster, as many will talk about, who reject religion and they're going to worship the flying spaghetti monster. No, it is still, he is speaking to Christians and Jews. And what does he say? The righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to the law by the prophets. Here we go. The law was what the Jews followed in their devotion to God. But as we understand in Christianity, that same law that the Jews followed, coming from the Ten Commandments, which were given to Moses on Mount Zion, that same law, with the death and resurrection of Jesus, is written into our hearts. And so now, instead of following and being saved by the external law, we are saved by this relationship with Christ, who leads us to a whole new way of living. So, if I am faithful to the written law, now what Paul is explaining to is, what happens is that written law is now put on, the spirit of that written law is now put on our hearts. So now we're called to live at a deeper understanding. We're called to live by that spirit of the law, but no longer by the letter of the law. Remember, the spirit of the law is a higher dimension. Therefore, we are saved by our faith, and we respond to our faith by our action. Okay, I have told you before, D. James Kennedy did not agree with Catholicism. He considered it a system, and he didn't like the system. But he preached on this dynamic, which is also voiced in St. James, and he and I wouldn't disagree with a word. And he said, I wouldn't disagree with the word he said, and if I preached on it, he probably wouldn't disagree with the word I said. The reason is because if you truly believe, you're going to act on your belief. If I truly believe that in gravity, I am not going to go walking on a girder unless I'm paid lots of money, as they may be paid in certain industries, I'm not going to go walk on a girder 50 stories up just because I had nothing else to do. Okay, do you understand? I believe in gravity, and I know that if I fell off that girder, so that's going to change the way that I act. By the way, there's no law that says I can't walk on that girder, as far as I know, but there is a law inside of me that says, no, not going to do that, because it would just be intense. So we understand that. That understanding is what leads me to live a different way of life. So therefore, we no longer have this external system that we're following. It's an internal system written in our hearts that we draw closer to Christ, and we act on that relationship, not following rules. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. You can go to our new shopping page, and you might want to do your Christmas shopping there, at least as a start, if you want to do that. You've got my brand new book. And remember, I self-publish so that I don't have to conform my writing to a publishing house. You see, I self-publish. When you read my words, that's what I say. Not, well, you know, we're going to change that just a bit. We, you know, I don't know. I remember sending an article out to a local Catholic magazine. And they sent it back. I knew they weren't going to like it. But they sent it back. And they, well, we really don't know what to do. We just don't. So, I mean, I self-publish. That's what I do. So if you read that, you'll read what I actually say. But anyway, that's over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, and you can also, don't forget, you can come to our parish. You have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, so please consider doing that. On other levels, we're continuing to discuss Romans 1, and Romans 3. And we're talking about that whole difference between living the law externally and living the law internally. We're living by the spirit of the law instead of just the letter of the law. And that's what St. Paul is talking about. But you can't live by the spirit of the law if you aren't rooted in prayer and that deep personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to do. Many Catholics, and let me kind of mention this in light of the evangelicals that might be listening. Many Catholics don't understand that. And there were some Catholic ministries say there is nothing Catholic about that. Well, the saints said they're wrong. The saints often said that. And if you look at that powerful statement from Cardinal Sara in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent. He talks about how our faith is a relationship. We know that indwelling of the Trinity within us, and we're called to be in relationship with that, and that should be reflected in our actions. Now, when it isn't reflected in our actions, then it means that we need constant conversion. And that's true. We know that. We need constant conversion. And a matter of fact, the opposite situation where someone says, I don't need to believe in God, I can follow my own rule, or I can follow the flying spaghetti monster, whatever the case may be, I can do my own rule. One of the things that would come out of that is, I do not need conversion. Whereas we recognize we're always deeper into conversion. And so we need to understand that we are justified by faith, but what that means is our faith is reflected by our actions. We don't earn our way to heaven. We are people of faith. What is it that Jesus uses when he invites people in his parables into the banquet? It's always an invitation. It's always a relationship. And how are those excluded? I never knew you. I never knew you. Or who are you? It's always something along the lines of, I never knew you, or it is the ultimate form of it, complete silence. And that's an important dynamic, complete silence. So it's always that relationship aspect. It's always there. And one of the things that we see in light of Jesus after his resurrection is he never goes back to the Pharisees to show that he was speaking the truth, because he knew what would happen. They would try to execute him all over again. But he knew, and also understand, he never responded to the bad thief on the cross. But what did he say to the good thief on the cross? Today, you will be with me, relationship. Today, you will be with me in paradise. So it's always that understanding, that whole coming to know the Lord, coming to be in the presence of the Lord, and those who are excluded I never knew you. With the even in Matthew 25, when you look at Matthew 25, what do you see there? It is, you didn't recognize me. It's always based in that whole concept of relationship. We'll talk more tomorrow. See you then. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.